Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in
the
Morning.
The window is still open to place your bets for the Kentucky Derby.
Nice.
Today is the final race before the championship race tomorrow. So this is your last shot to win $100 and then possibly get the big prize. $500 cash and then $500 to bet at the Kentucky Derby, where you can win thousands depending on your bet. We also have Trip a Day. Sign up for that at KidNation.com. We'll call three names here coming up in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Less than 30 minutes away from that. And Jenna sat down with Lucas Graham a couple days ago. You get to hear that interview in about an hour.
Hey.
Just Jenna and a bunch of dudes.
I know. I walked in. I thought I was just interviewing the lead singer, Lucas Graham. That's the name of the band.
Everybody.
He has three other guys in the band and other guys that play horns and stuff. And
right.
All these dudes were in the room. I just walked in, and I was actually with Shannon and Julia. So it was the three of us girls walking in the room. We were like, hey, boys.
Oh, yeah. That's a party right there.
The good thing is, you know, guys are always going to be nice to girls.
Yeah.
Generally speaking,
like
yeah.
If you're concerned about the guy being rude, you know, and you're a male interviewer,
uh-huh,
it's like if I walk in and I'm real bubbly and friendly and it's like a whole bunch of guys, you know, they're going to be nice to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they were very nice.
They're trying to get it. They're trying to get it.
Yep. I got a first world
problem. All right, Kid Nation, we asked you to call. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you had a first world problem, now you can always text as well.
I had one yesterday.
You did, Al.
I went to the AT&T store.
Uh-huh.
Love them. I had to get my girlfriend a birthday present. Pick her up.
Wonder what you were buying.
And I was examining my phone bill, and I have three phone numbers that I have no idea. They're on my phone bill for who knows how, a couple of years maybe. And I've been paying monthly service for these numbers.
Man.
And I'm like, okay. Cancel that one, cancel that one, and cancel that one.
Man, some of those three very angry girls you met for a couple days.
And I have no idea.
Sometimes they add
extra
something.
Lines.
Probably so. There was no activity on, because I have like seven or eight numbers, right?
Okay.
And so
you were paying
and
how
I'm paying
much?
for these three that had no phone activity,
nothing.
No data.
Seven or eight numbers?
For who knows how long.
Oh, man, they were just getting money from
My
Big Al.
My gosh, you're like Jason Bourne over there. What are you doing?
I got to have burner phones, Jenna. Come on now.
How crazy would it turn?
Come on now.
If Al turns out to be like a secret agent.
You never know.
He could win an Oscar for acting. Fooled us.
Fooled us big time. From the text, Charlotte wrote and said, I got too many Starbucks gift cards for my students for Teacher Appreciation Week. Now my wallet is just too bulky.
Yes.
First world problem.
Love those Starbucks cards, though.
Yeah, those are great.
That's great.
We recently built a house, and now we have a really long driveway. This means instead of rolling my trash cans to the road like normal people, I have to put them in my truck and drive them to the road. First world problem.
Long driveway.
Yeah, that's a long
driveway. Wow, that is a long
driveway.
Man.
My work has automatic flushing toilets, so I forget to flush at home all the time. For problem. That's from Catherine.
And I have it or not flushing. Okay.
Oh, man. That's
I get
great.
That. Yeah. Mm. I get that.
Hey, you're saving water at least.
Yeah.
You're conserving water.
Kelly.
Ooh.
What makes me think of that story?
Oh, yeah. That was a bad one.
Oh.
Nothing. Don't worry about
it. Okay.
No, I remember. Kelly forgot.
I forgot to flush.
And it wasn't your house.
Slam. No, it was at my house.
Oh, it was your house.
Oh, boy.
Only because I always remember that because I still like cringe for her.
Oh, yeah. It was the worst. That's why we're no longer together.
Oh, okay.
That's why he broke up with me. No, it's not.
It's the old one. Yeah, that's
it was
right.
The
that's
old
right. Good,
yeah,
good,
it was
good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's why ex-boy.
I haven't had that happen in front of a new boyfriend.
Yeah, if he saw that, he'd be like, Africa, booyah!
Oh, he'd be fine. I was horrified.
I bet.
Horrified.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
No, I can't do that. No.
Oh, I don't want to relive that.
People, please flush.
Well, sometimes the phone rings.
Yeah, and you don't want to.
And you're in a hurry.
You got to mute.
And you're like, I'll come back.
No, you won't.
And you get busy.
God, you're taking me there.
And you forget.
All right, all right.
I know. I think about, I actually think about Kelly.
No, we got you.
You
have to use the bathroom.
Marination Nation, okay.
And you hear the slam. Slam. I'm like,
oh, you just took me there.
Oh, it was awful. It was horrible.
Oh, the worst. And you know what it meant.
I knew immediately.
You know what the slam
is. No, I can't imagine my girlfriend.
He comes out of the bathroom. What's wrong? Nothing? Nothing's wrong. I'm just going to go use the other bathroom.
I know.
All right.
You said you didn't want to talk about it. You just took me there. You took me there and dropped me off. Well, no pun intended.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's go to Bobby on the phone. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good, man.
My man, Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
I'm a big fan of the show, but so my first world problem is I like to sleep with a lot of pillows. I got like 4 or 5 pillows that I sleep with, so either under my head or clutch or whatever.
Yeah, shout out.
Last night I left too many pillows underneath my head, and now my neck is very stiff.
Yeah.
Hashtag first world problem.
You know what? Finding the right amount of pillow.
You know it's one,
to neck
right?
Ratio.
Someone
is
hard. Just recently told me it's one.
You're
no,
only
it's not. Supposed to sleep with one pillow, and I sleep with like 5 too, and it hurts.
Yeah.
You do what makes you feel good.
I can't find it. I don't know what the right is, and one is not right, Jenna. No,
no
way.
Gotta be,
right?
Gotta be at least.
That's what sleep experts told me.
Really?
One.
Well, they know.
The right kind of pillow for you.
If you have the right pillow, a side sleeper, stomach sleeper, back sleeper.
Yeah. Stephanie.
Hello.
Welcome to First World Problems. Go ahead.
I love you guys, first of all. I'm
love
starstruck
you.
Right now.
Oh, we love you more.
Love you too, baby girl.
Mwah.
Love you.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Stephanie?
I think she hung up.
Stephanie, did you faint?
Oh, awful.
My gosh.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's muted. It sounded like
did
she was
did you hit
speaker.
The mute button, sweetie? Can you hear us?
Oh, no.
Stephanie?
After we gave her love and she gave us love. Stephanie?
Oh, man.
Oh, Stephanie.
You know what? At least we got to talk to her for a second.
Oh, I feel awful.
We'll always remember this moment, Stephanie. We'll always have that between us.
My fear is she feels like we hung up on her.
Oh, Stephanie, we didn't hang up on you.
Oh, Stephanie.
That might have been you.
Oh, man.
Hers was. I'll see if she calls back.
Yeah,
if not, we'll
give her call back. Stephanie, please call us back.
I don't want to take her.
Please call us back, Stephanie.
Her first word problem is, I finally got through to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and my chin hit the hang-up button on my iPhone 6. Hashtag first world problem.
Speaking of phones,
yes.
Taylor's got a first world problem involving a phone. Go ahead, Taylor.
When I try to check the time on my phone, I click the home button, and then it unlocks. The phone. Hashtag first world problem.
Taylor, you are so right. It's so sensitive. One little touch to turn the phone on, and you're like making a phone call already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt dialing people. How old are you, Taylor?
11.
When did you get your first phone?
For my 11th birthday.
Okay, you just got the phone. Yeah.
Is that the age? Is that? I'm asking. I don't know. Kelly, have you?
Do your friends have phones, Taylor?
Some of them.
Okay, so there's some that are still being held out.
Have you pondered this?
Thank you, Taylor.
Oh, my daughter has.
Oh, shit.
It's not on purpose.
It's a safety thing, I guess.
No, it's not even that. It's just that I went to go because my phone wasn't holding anything, and they said, well, you need to upgrade to the new. You can upgrade, you know, just for like a service charge. I said, well, what am I doing with my iPhone? And my daughter's standing there. And I said, well, she uses it for games.
Yeah.
And now she uses it for music. She doesn't really use it for phone calls. I think she finally got a phone call the other day from a girlfriend, and she was so thrilled. She's 9 and a half, and she uses it for that Musical.ly app.
Yeah.
You make your own videos.
My 7-year-old little sister sends me emails.
They're
my
shocking phone anyway.
An email address, but she
shocking to get an email.
Yeah.
Is she on Snapchat?
No, I don't think so. She's on Musical.ly.
Okay.
I should know if my daughter's on Snapchat.
You should.
I'm going to go ahead and definitively say she is not on Snapchat.
Okay.
But she is on Musical.ly, so.
Okay, all right.
And that's like kind of like Snap, but not that bad.
She forgets her phone. It dies all the time. It's not like she's taking it to school.
Right.
It looks bad for my daughter to have an iPhone. I know it does. But I just gave her my old one because she plays with it and wants to use it for a music.
Kids are always on their parents' phone anyway, so it's no big deal, you know.
Yeah. The worst thing you could do is give it to them once, because then they expect it every single time.
Yeah.
And then it's Meltdown Central if you don't.
Yeah. First world problems.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with Emily.
All right.
Let's take Emily's call here. Emily, welcome to the show. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is yesterday I cleaned my entire house. Everything smelled awesome. I vacuumed. I had candles on. Everything.
Mm. Oh,
and then I had to make dinner. And I made an awesome dinner. And then just the food made the entire house smell like food. And it didn't smell clean anymore.
What'd you have for dinner?
Yeah, what was it?
What'd you make?
Fajita stuffed chicken.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Shout out.
Bring me a plate, please.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And Atkins friendly.
Yeah. And not kid friendly, yes.
Fajitas stuffed chicken?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you, I guess sounds, you make it on,
you stuff good. It with everything you put in fajitas, you stuff yeah. it inside.
And then you make it in the skillet?
Well, you like mix up this like pepper and cream cheese and everything, and then you like kind of pocket in the chicken and like put it in there and just cook it. I don't know. Mostly, my boyfriend mostly did it, but I kind of.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Chicken pocket.
No, you take credit.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken
pocket. That was your idea. Man, that sounds delicious.
Have you ever had so many chicken wings in your hand before you put them in your pocket?
No.
You
said,
no.
Like,
dude,
I've put chicken in my pocket before and then forgot. Like, I had a chicken wing in my hand, and I put the chicken in my pocket so I could open the door to my apartment or something, you know, because I had my key. So I had to open the door. I might have a bag. And then I
Why wouldn't you
forgot.
Just hold it in your teeth?
I just forgot. And then, like, an hour later, I went back. I said, oh, damn, I got that chicken in my pocket. And I went and ate it.
Oh, wow. Don't tell that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Gross.
Have a little chicken in your pocket.
So trashy.
That is so gross.
I mean, I get the dinner roll in the pocket, but not something that's juicy and sticky.
Oh, it's like fried chicken. No.
Oh.
Fried chicken.
I thought you said chicken wing. No, like, well, I expected hot sauce.
Oh, no. It's like fried chicken. Piece of fried chicken in your pocket.
Either way.
Call me if you have a piece of fried chicken in your pocket.
Oh, my God.
I have never done that.
You've never done that.
I've never done that.
Very surprising. Yeah. Like, if you're struggling, right, you know.
No.
Just put a piece of chicken in your pocket.
A little stick chicken in my pocket.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Keep your first world problems coming. If we didn't get to them this week, we'll come back to them next week.
And Stephanie, please call us back, even if it's later in the show. I just want to hear from you.
Feel really bad about that.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I'm sad.
This is my first time getting through. I love you guys.
No. Click.
Please call us back.
It happens.
Even if it's later.
Hey, we have another summer camp to give away, thus giving another mother freedom this summer. And we will announce the trip a day names.
Okay.
So if you haven't signed up, you still have a little bit left. Go to kidnation.com to do so.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, you know, you guys, we've been giving away summer camps to the kids.
Yeah.
A.K.A. giving freedom to the parents here in the summertime.
Yes.
All you had to do was basically write us a letter. Let us know which camp your kid wants to go to and why. And we have a letter from a single mother. Al, are you cool with that?
I am very cool
All
with
right.
a single mom. Yeah.
Kelly, would
well,
you
we
mind?
We know how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah, Al.
It is a problem. You know, when school's in session, you don't have to worry about having someone watch your kids all day.
Right.
But when you've got to work and you're a single mom, it's like, what are you going to do? Summer camp can be a true blessing. And we got this letter from Cindy. She said, I'm a single mom currently trying to finish my PhD at TTU while working full time and supporting my two kiddos,
wow.
9-year-old Mackenzie and 7-year-old Keegan. I have no idea how I'm going to care for my kids this summer. They've been through so much this past year with me and their dad splitting up and have been so sweet supporting me and my goal of somehow finishing my PhD with everything else that's happened. Seriously, the sweetest, best kids in the world, and they deserve a chance at some fun this summer. Tega Kids Superplex has been the kids' home away from home and a place where my kids get extra support during the divorce or when they need a hug or encouragement. Summer camp is not just in my budget this year. And I want so much to be able to give them something they can be excited about. It'd be an incredible gift to them and to me.
Hmm.
And that's from Cindy.
Cindy's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm good. Y'all are going to make me cry.
Aww.
No, it's okay. Cindy, it's so awesome that you're continuing to get your PhD and you've been working hard for your kids. When did you and your husband divorce?
Well, it's not final yet.
Yeah.
We separated last January, so... The details are still being worked out.
So when do we start calling you Dr. Cindy?
Well, hopefully in about a year and a half, I'll have dissertation finished. I'm done with all my classwork, so I just have to get all the research and dissertation stuff done.
Yeah, you, man.
If your kids go to camp this summer, that means you don't have to worry about what they're going to be doing throughout the day, right? That's why you want them to be able to go?
Right. Well, I still work in the summer as a research person over at Tech because I have to be able to support the kids and... So I still will do school this summer, too, but, yeah, exactly. What to do with them is a big problem. So,
Cindy, do you ever look back and go, like, how am I doing this? You know, mm-hmm. Do you ever think to yourself that?
I do, but I also know there's people in the world that have much bigger struggles than I do, so
Amen.
I just try to put that in my perspective and just get up every day. You know, they give me a reason to get up every day.
Yeah, it's not until after the fact when you look back and go, how did I do
right.
that?
How did I do that?
Dang.
When it's happening, you just do it.
Do it.
Well,
right.
you're clearly a great role model to your kids, and we actually have somebody on the phone right now that we would like to talk to, Cindy. Say hi to Michelle Dow.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Michelle.
What is exactly happening at Tega Kids Superplex? What goes on there?
Well, we do a really big summer camp. We have a huge gymnastics facility and swimming pool and indoor and outdoor playgrounds and game rooms and an indoor turf room. And we run a really big camp for kids all summer that includes using our space in our facility. And then we also do field trips with the kids.
That's wonderful. Yeah, wow. Keeping them busy and keeping them out of trouble.
Exactly. They're like, they take all the energy and then send them home
and then
to sleep.
You get them really tired.
We do. We hear oftentimes that they're asleep before they leave the parking lot. So that's good.
And I should say this. Michelle is one of the owners of the camp. She owns it with Jeff. And
yes.
Don't you guys train like Olympic athletes at this camp as well?
Well, not this camp. This is more of our recreational camp. But we do train really high-level gymnasts at our gym as well.
Whoa.
Nice.
So, Michelle, what would you like to do for Cindy, since you just heard the story?
Cindy, we would love to offer Mackenzie and Keegan two scholarship spots at our camp all summer long.
Oh. You're going to make me cry again.
I know. Well, we love your kids, and we'd love to have them around, and we'd love to make your life a little easier.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
literally going to be crying like all day.
Cindy pretty much guarantees them a spot in the 2020 Olympics.
Is that right?
Right?
Yeah. Let's just send them down there.
That too.
Well, my daughter might be a contender. You never know.
All right.
Cindy, what's this mean to you?
The world. If I could put it into words, I could, but I've been stressing about this since, like, January. Literally the day I heard the advertisement that you guys had about the summer camp thing, I was like, I've got to enter. Because I was, like, stressing on my way to work that morning. I'm like, maybe, just even if I could get a week or something, that would be helpful. So,
well, there you go.
This is above and beyond. Like,
you got the
literally.
Whole summer!
Yeah, yeah. Don't stress no more, Cindy. Just worry about those tests you got to take.
Right.
Michelle, thank you so much for doing this for Cindy and her family and to you
Absolutely.
And Jeff.
How do we find out more about your camp?
They can go to takeakids.com or they can phone our facility.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have the link at Kid Nation.
Yeah,
we'll do that
it.
Because Tega, people might misspell it as T-E-G-A.
Correct.
T-E-G-A yes, kids.com.
Got
Boom.
It.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for writing us and Michelle for making this happen for Cindy. You guys have a wonderful day, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kid
Craddock. Good luck with your PhD. Good luck with your PhD.
Bye, Dr. Cindy.
Bye. Let's
go. It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time to announce our three names. If you signed up at KidNation.com, you have a shot to go to Destin, Florida.
Okay, I'm going to announce these names. One of them, you just have to say, that sounds like my name.
That's kind of
my name is horribly mispronounced.
Okay.
All right?
Because this is a crazy spelling, but I'm going to do my best.
All right.
Three names. Lindsay Guidry, Amber Wood, and Jeremy Badowski. Jeremy,
go.
I'm sorry if I butcher that. Jeremy Badowski, Amber Wood, or Lindsay Guidry. Sorry.
Three tough names.
These don't come with a pronunciation guide.
You know who you are.
You know who you think.
You
know that, if your name's not Lindsay, Amber, or Jeremy, you're out.
Yeah.
The rest of it you have to figure out.
Or Guidry, Wood, or Badowski.
Badowski. You have 10 minutes from here on out.
Yep.
To give us a call. First one in wins the trip. If nobody calls, guess what, Kid Nation? We open up the phone lines.
Boom. That easy.
Hopefully we find a winner and talk to them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So something happened. Either Kelly completely butchered the names to where they didn't recognize them, didn't call.
I'm telling you, these were hard.
Or
they just weren't listening.
Their friends didn't let them know.
And their friends didn't. That's the bad part. Not only were they not listening, but they don't even have friends that would call and tell them that they heard their name.
But you know what?
Womp, womp.
That's good news for you, Kid Nation, because Elena, nobody called, right?
Nobody called. I've been answering.
You've been answering? Nobody
called. I've been
called.
Answering.
People were trying to fake the names?
Nope.
Or they just thought they heard?
They said, am I caller 13? Said, you might be, but that don't matter right now.
Yeah. You have to wait 10 minutes to be caller number 13, and guess what? You get to be caller number 13 now.
Right now.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Since nobody called back within the 10 minutes, that means you can win, Kid Nation.
Easiest contest ever.
There you go.
Just call in and win.
Yeah. And we said caller 13, right?
Yep.
Boom. While we have you in here, Elena.
Yes.
You and Jenna and Kelly get to talk beauty.
Yay!
It's my favorite thing to talk about.
This is, I guess, an extension of first world problems because it's prom season.
That's right.
So this girl named Skylar Davis from Ohio was getting ready to go to prom, right? So what does she do? She goes to the tanning salon.
Mm.
This is also along the lines of you never know what's going to go viral.
Oh, boy.
So she goes to the tanning salon, gets her tan looking on fleek,
spray.
Everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spray tan. Yeah, she did spray the spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking right.
All right.
Looking beautiful.
Okay.
And then about 10 minutes after she gets done getting her tan, she gets in an argument with her boyfriend.
Oh.
On the phone. On the phone.
This puts prom in jeopardy.
Prom's in jeopardy. Basically, life is in jeopardy now. Because what's going to happen if I can't have a date to prom, basically?
Mm-hmm.
So she starts crying because of this argument with her boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
And she quickly notices that she has no tissues in her car. So she just lets it flow. She's just going. It's just going down the face.
Tears, tears, tears.
And then she looks in the mirror.
Oh, boy.
She just had a tan day. Well, guess what, everybody?
Oh, my gosh. Kid TV. Yeah. Kid TV, y'all.
The tan was completely ruined by the tears that were streaming down her face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't get the spray tan wet before it sets.
No, you cannot do that. How long do they tell you to wait?
Streaks. It depends. I mean, you're supposed to leave it on for 4 to 6 hours. The longer you leave it, the deeper
right.
I'll leave it 24. Cooking.
Yeah, I sleep in it and then shower in the morning.
Yeah, I made a mistake of getting one done right before kids.
Oh, boy.
And going straight there without showering by the end of the night, you
Ew.
Should have seen me because it keeps cooking.
Of course,
all day.
You were so dark.
Yeah. Oh, I was orange.
So
it was awful.
Oh,
so
no.
The good news is her boyfriend Chris drove to her house after they had the argument. They made up. Prom was not in jeopardy anymore, but her tan.
But her spray tan was. That's almost worse.
And he says he said I have to admit it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
But now he knows how she feels.
Yeah. Luckily, she got in the shower. The whole thing came off. She had to go back to the salon to get it redone.
Oh, you can wash the brown off? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you do it right away.
Yeah, within the first few minutes, for sure.
Idea.
But the girl that works at the tanning salon that helped her out said she saw a lot of people giving the wrong advice about your tan. Like, people were saying put lemon on it, lemon juice. She's like, do not put lemon juice on your skin.
That's if you want to get rid of it. You can
right.
put it in your bath water or something. That will help.
Something acidic.
Because sometimes you get too much tan and you need to get some
especially
of it off.
Especially on your hands and your knuckles. If you don't wash, I wash my hands within 30 minutes of the spray tan. And if you don't, then you can like do lemon and exfoliate your fingers. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's pretty simple to fix the botched spray tan. People just need to shower, re-exfoliate, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And her tan ended up looking beautiful, but her friend said, dude, this picture is so funny. You need to post it.
Oh, it is.
I think she put it on Reddit, and it blew up.
This happened to me. I got a spray
hilarious.
Tan. I took my dog to the dog park, and some huge dog slobbered and sneezed all over my thigh when I was sitting down.
Oh.
And I had shorts on, and it did the same thing that it did to this girl's face to my thigh.
So you could have gone viral with this. She ended up deleting the picture because she said she had enough fame.
Yeah.
Like, it was way too much.
Yeah, you don't want fame when you look bad.
Right. So she went famous because of the tears running down her face.
Oh, man.
And there's another beauty regimen that you found, Elena.
Yeah, and actually the tanning thing, a little tip for tanners out there, at least this is what I do when I spray. I've noticed that when I spray tan, I'll a lot of times do a double pass. So I'll do two coats. And it's too much on my face, and my makeup seems to not go on smooth. After that, I get like, exactly, I get splotchy. So I've started, after one spray on my face, going ahead and taking an extra hairnet into the spray tan with
cover
me and cover my face for the rest of the sprays. Because you're going to put makeup on anyways. Your makeup will match your skin. So that's a little tip. But this is something that I saw on, I follow this Instagram account called Huda Beauty,
mm-hmm.
H-U-D-A Beauty,
uh-huh.
and she is in Dubai, and she's just this, she's gorgeous, and is kind of my go-to for anything I need to know.
Very
makeup.
Kardashian makeup style.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And
the contouring?
Yeah. She does this tape contouring that went viral recently. If you saw anything about that, that was her doing. But she has released this new tip, and it is for females to shave their face. And it's to help your makeup go on...
smoother?
Smoother.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that if you shave your face, and this is what girls were scared of, that it'll grow back
more
coarse.
Myth. It's a myth.
That's a myth. It's not going to grow back there.
I use a little tiny. Girls don't realize this, I think, because you think you never shave your face, but a lot of us have really fine blonde hairs everywhere, right. Especially if you take those vitamin pills.
Yeah, which I do.
So I don't use a razor, but I use one of those little hair trimmers you can get by the tweezers in your CVS or in your pharmacy.
So you
little
do it, Jenna?
Tiny things? Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I've always
helps your makeup lay on better if you get rid of everything. Yeah,
exactly. I've always used the little, like the little vibrating razor that's kind of like tiny. You can touch up your eyebrows with it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then just recently when I saw this, I went ahead and bought a razor blade. And then she does like full on shave her face.
Like shaving cream.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not the first person to do it. I remember Real Housewives of New Jersey, the redheaded one. The mom. I can't remember her name. Manzo. Yeah. Caroline Manzo. She's been shaving her face for years.
Really?
And she said because it also exfoliates. That's why she has no wrinkles.
Oh.
Her skin is as smooth as she... And everybody made fun of her for shaving. She's like, I've been doing this since I was in my 20s.
Med spas do this. It's called dermaplaning. And they actually use a very straight, hard razor.
Right.
And will shave your face. Huh. Yeah.
And still, if you're scared that it's going to grow back thick, take it from me. I've been doing it my whole life. I still cannot grow anything.
There you go.
It's not going to happen like that.
I think what happens is the hair, when it starts to grow back a little bit, it feels kind of stubbly. And it makes you feel like... You know, I don't know where the myth came, but it won't ever grow past a certain point.
Well, she says to shave with your face dry versus wet with the razor. So you're just...
Dry shave, yeah.
Yeah, shaving cream like guys do. She says shave dry and to always, you know, make sure especially if you're new to it, like hold the places that you don't want to go over. So if you're getting close to your brows or something, and then that's a key for the hair to not grow back thicker. So I tried it.
All right.
And... So far, I don't have a beard, so I feel good about it.
Do you have to do it every day?
No.
Not every day. I did it right before Vegas, and I feel like I'm okay.
Is it going back yet?
I mean, yeah, I can feel it a little bit, but my hairs are blonde and really fine.
You know, it's very downy on your face. But still, there's nothing
worse. It's not too bad.
You know, I've been with a girlfriend, and the sun catches them at an angle, and you can suddenly see all this hair that's, you know, growing on their chin or on their neck that people avoid, you know, and that's just something, you know, girls don't like to be too hairy.
Yeah.
So something to think about.
Before I get a spray tan, if I want it to be really great, I shave my whole body.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything. I mean, arms, legs, everything. And it doesn't, I mean, you don't have to, but if you want your spray tan to lay perfectly, that's the trick. And it just is really time consuming. I mean, I'm talking shaving like head to toe.
Yeah. I really don't have time for that.
We got it. Can you give yourself like a little goatee if you want to? Just make a little design up in there?
No, I don't have that much hair. I just have a few blonde hairs like by my sideburns and stuff.
Little mustache.
Thanks for the tip, Elena.
You know what? You're welcome.
Courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we called three names.
No one called back?
Nobody called back. So we opened it up for the first time since Trip a Day started.
Yep.
3 days ago.
Oh, we're going to give away this trip.
Oh, we are going to give it away. Courtney England.
Yes.
Congratulations, your car number 13.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kelly, tell her what she's won.
Well, you have won. Let me see.
This week's prize
is a trip for four to Topsail Beach and Racket Resort by Resort Quest in Destin, Florida. And I don't have the exact details of the trip, though.
It's four nights. I do know that.
Yeah.
And for four people, that's it. That's all you need to know.
I mean,
oh my God.
Basically, go have fun on the beach in Destin, Florida.
That's amazing.
Have you ever been to Destin before?
I have not.
I haven't either, but I want to go so bad. I heard it's beautiful.
I have a friend that went over spring break, and they said it was amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Who are you going to take with you, Courtney?
Probably my girlfriend and my 9-year-old son.
Aww. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun trip.
Yeah. I heard they have crystal sands in Destin, Florida.
Thanks, Al. Mm-hmm. They did. All right.
Oh.
Well, Courtney, congratulations. Thank you for listening and calling in. You take tons of pictures and have fun.
We will. Thank you.
All right. See?
There you go.
We're going to get a winner regardless.
Dang right.
We're doing trip a day every day. Sign up at KidNation.com. We could be calling your name tomorrow, same time as we did today, 7:20 Central.
There you go.
That's when we do. And coming up next, we finally get to hear that interview with Jenna. Lucas Graham. Why isn't it playing? There you go. Jenna sat down with Lucas Graham and his band. Full intimate interview.
Intimate?
Three girls in one room. Bunch of dudes in one room. What happens? Only one way to find out. Gotta listen next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It was.
was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old.
That's one of those songs that just hits you with the feels.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Mass jam.
Lucas Graham. I'm sure you've heard the song on the radio. Maybe you didn't know who sings it. That's Lucas Graham right there. Jenna, he's from, you said where?
He's from Denmark.
Denmark.
Copenhagen, yeah.
And you got to go to the show and go backstage.
Yeah, I went backstage to interview. I thought I was just interviewing Lucas.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes bands have the name of the lead singer, but it's a full band. And so I actually had his three buddies who were in the band with him also, which was a surprise because I was expecting just to sit down one-on-one.
Yeah.
So then I had, there's Mark and Casper and Magnus.
You had a crush on Magnus, right?
Magnus looks like... that was in Divergent and he's in Suicide Squad. Yeah, he's a babe.
Magnus is a great name for a dog.
It is.
I like
Maximus.
That. Yep. I like
it that. It's a good tough name. Yeah, really nice guys. Yeah, met in high school and so I sat down and don't know a whole lot about them. You know, this is their first album.
Yeah.
Still coming up.
They just have been really doing music together since 2012. So they just hit it big in the U.S. It's their first tour here. So, yeah, I had a lot of questions getting to know them.
A lot of answers.
Welcome, guys. Congratulations on all the success.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
So now was the high school that you guys met in high school,
yeah.
Right? Was this the town of 800 people?
No. My neighborhood or my town is in the middle of Copenhagen. So it's in the center of the city. And it's an old army base that got squatted in 1971. So it's as central as you can get, basically. So it's around about 1.5 million people in the city in total. But my neighborhood is 800.
So not 800 people like I read in another interview.
800 people in the neighborhood that I grew up in. 1.5 million in
it's
the
town. It's like a little village inside of the big town of Copenhagen.
Got it. Because in all the research, it makes it sound like you grew up somewhere that was like really, really dangerous and really small.
It's really small. I don't know if that's dangerous. It's...
Nah, we have the lowest violence count in the inner city. But if you on the background of drug arrests, look at my neighborhood, then it's a very dangerous town. But in terms of violence and crime, no.
But it's still a place where your parents will tell you not to go.
Even though, probably because your parents didn't go. So they
exactly,
never knew it.
Yeah, exactly.
So when the guys started hanging out in my neighborhood because of me, they were all like, wow, people are so nice in here. And I was like, told you so.
Is that how, were you guys all into music when you met?
Yeah, but
you were in the boys' choir.
That's a couple of years before I met the guys. I met Mark in 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Wow.
We had our first, we had like a folk music band in high school, Mark and I.
Has Mark always had such fascinating fashion interests?
Yes.
Yeah, it was actually a little bit more crazy back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Were you all into rap music? I read that Lucas was super into rap when you were young, right?
Yeah, I think we're
I think
all.
That's kind of the musical genre that we all share a love for is like rap music.
Who's your favorite? Go down the line. Favorite rapper.
That depends what you're talking about. Lyrics, music, full album.
Flow.
I like Flow. Let's go with Flow.
I'm still a big Eminem fan, both on Flow and lyrics.
Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Full records, I'd have to say Dr. Dre's 2001 from 1999, or Jay-Z's The Blueprint is also a nice full record. You're good at making playlists, I'm not so good at it. So I want to just have a good record and listen from top to bottom.
Right, tells a story.
Yeah,
of course, 7 years
goes
tells
all the way
a story.
Around.
And I read that you wrote the song in 3.5 hours.
I did indeed.
Pretty incredible. But it was 10 minutes long, right?
It was, yeah.
What got cut?
A lot
all
of stuff.
All the stuff that's not in it.
How do you remember things from when you were 7?
You don't. You just
did 7 just go with it? I mean, was 7 this sounds good?
It's not like my mom told me to go get some friends. It's more the way my mom and dad raised us, me and my sisters. They showed us through their way of living that having good friends is an important thing and having a family is an important thing. It wasn't like my dad ever said, go get yourself a wife. But the way my dad treated my mom showed me when I was a teenager that having a wife is... one of the most epic things you can do in your life, and having kids is probably the most breathtaking experience of all.
Are you on your way to that?
I am indeed.
And you're 27 right now?
27.
Gosh, got me beat. I'm looking. I'm looking right now. It was the coolest thing that's happened. I mean, in the last year, it's been huge. I mean, you can't turn the radio on without hearing the song. So what's been like the fangirl moment for you guys?
I don't know.
It's like, been so many things, right? It's like difficult to...
In 2012, we ran into Gavin DeGraw at a festival show back where we're from. And then now here when we played our Troubadour show in L.A., that Gavin DeGraw is suddenly at our concert.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of fun to... We were playing a small stage. He was playing the big stage back home in Denmark. And we were like, oh, let's go see Gavin DeGraw. And we were like in the crowd watching his show. And four years later, Gavin DeGraw is at our small Troubadour show. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
He's a cool guy. We're really good friends with him on our show.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
If you look at success from the outside, you always think that, wow, they made it. But when you're in it, you're always craving for more.
It's like a gradually evolving thing.
Exactly. So you don't have that exact point.
We've always dreamt about going on tour in America, driving around in a Nightliner, going from town to town, city to city.
And that's happening now.
That's happening now. And
Has America surprised you, or is it what you thought it was going to be like?
I think America's a lot nicer than people have made it out to be. Everyone's always been like, oh, you're going to see a lot of hillbilly towns. But the way we see it is like, we get to stop in the middle of nowhere, we pull out our propane barbecue, we go shop, find a good butcher, we make a little barbecue.
You guys bro out.
Yeah, we
try. I love that you do that. I saw that you barbecue. I mean, you guys are foodies. You bought a restaurant, right?
Yeah, he has a burger bar, too. Like
burgers are my favorite.
The best burgers in Denmark, like voted by the readers of the biggest newspaper in our country, is his spot.
Wow. And they always say in America when artists and stuff get big, they're like, don't invest in a restaurant. It's a terrible idea. But it's obviously going well for now for you guys.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, what's your favorite American food, Ben?
Well, I just like my barbecue.
Yeah.
Hands down. I like my barbecue.
We
I like
my
tacos, but my tacos
here
are more like Mexican, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That counts.
You have great Mexican food here in the U.S. We don't have that back home.
We don't. We actually talked to a guy who has a bunch of taco trucks and some taco restaurants around America, and he's going to help us open the taco stand back home where we're from, because we go back home, and suddenly you crave something that you got in America, and you're like, I can't get it. And we're going to have to open a taco restaurant. That's our next move.
I love that. I'm in. I'll make a trip to Denmark. What's been the grossest American food?
I think Jell-O.
Yeah. That is a weird thing.
It's this big, weirdly greenish color. The one I had was green. And then I poked it, and it never stopped jiggling.
All right. And one last question, because I know you guys, you strip down at every show.
Only if it's hot.
Oh, only temperature hot.
Yeah.
Not if you guys are just, like, aroused.
No. The thing is, sometimes, next to Magnum, we're always aroused.
We get each other aroused.
But then you always have to wear underwear, right? Just in case?
He's always commando.
Okay, so it's just shirtless.
Now it's out there.
Now it's out there.
No, actually, it's in there.
Well, thanks, guys. Congratulations again on everything.
Thanks for coming.
Love the album. Thank you.
Such cool dudes.
Yeah. They were in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. They were in a good mood.
And commando.
Yeah. So they do strip down during every show.
Well, I guess some of them can't.
For the ladies.
Yeah, they do. And I saw they did at that show that night as well.
Oh, they did. Awesome. We're going to have the interview up at kidnation.com so you can see the guys. Which one was Magnus?
Sitting directly to the left when you're looking at the video of Lucas, the lead singer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's big, he's tall, he's fit.
Yeah.
Did he hit on you?
He was like, are you going to be at the show later?
There you go.
And I was like, yeah.
Now I am.
I got to get up at 4 a.m. though.
Hey. And that's cool that what he said about finding a wife and kids, too. Yeah, that was really deep.
And you put it out there that you were looking.
Yeah. Sometimes I say things, I'm just making conversation in the interview.
Did anybody ask you for the digits? Anybody, kind of try and pick up on you a little harder than just asking you about the show?
Yeah.
You guys, it's not really my goal to date someone that lives in Denmark.
I didn't ask you that. I'm just saying, did somebody, put it out there?
Shanna, your dream of opening up a taco stand in Denmark.
Yeah. Yes, that's the announcement, you guys. I'm leaving the show to go help Magnus open a taco shop in Denmark.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Canalside Downs for race 4. We've had 3 races. The window's closed. You can no longer bet.
Nope.
This will give us our last horse in tomorrow's championship round. Do you guys want to see who takes the title?
I do.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow because we still got to get this last horse in there. All right, here is race four of the Kid-Tucky Derby. Hopefully, the horse you bet on at KidNation.com wins for you.
All right.
Here's the field for race four of the Kid-Tucky Derby series. This is the Raspberry Road Trip Race brought to you by VroomVroomVroom.com. Here's the lineup. Number one is V-Line, draws the inside post position, which is the shortest route on the track. Mm-hmm. In stall two is Cheeto. Be careful hanging around this horse. You never know when Cheeto might need a pit stop. That's in stall two. Right. Number three is G-Man. This horse has stunk up the place in his last race, coming in dead last, but today is a new day. That's G-Man. Number three. Here's number four, Vitamin Buttshot. This horse has been drug tested several times pre-race and has passed to all of them. That's number four. And finally, number five is Little Debbie. The outpouring of support for this hometown horse has surprised everyone. And if Little Debbie wins, free Star Crunch, fudge rounds, and zebra cakes for everybody in attendance here today. That's number five. The horses are at the starting gate. They're all set. They're off.
More Cheeto.
And V-Line makes a beeline out of the inside gate and takes the lead. Yeah. Cheeto comes out fast, and Vitamin Buttshot getting up to be third.
Come on, V-Line.
Little Debbie from the outside racing up strongly as well, and G-Man brings up the rear. They're coming around the turn, and V-Line zigzagging all over the place here.
No,
V-Line is veering out. Cheeto is up there. Yes. Vitamin Buttshot here tries to hang tough. Little Debbie, that sugar is taking its toll, and G-Man tries to come on here late, coming around the bend as they're into the home stretch. V-Line just can't keep a straight course, is all over the place. There's Cheeto, but coming up strong. What's that smell? Oh, it's G-Man. The little stinker is coming around hot. And look at G-Man. It's a new day. They come to the line, and G-Man has won. Cheeto was on his way to it, but had to make a late pit stop and settled for second. A late burst from Vitamin Buttshot there. Late Energy gets up to be third. Little Debbie faded, and V-Line all over the place ran last.
Oh, V-Line.
Oh, man, what a race.
Aww. Oh, G-Man.
I bet you there's somebody not happy about that one.
Yeah, right? One person who shall remain nameless?
Yep.
G-Man. Yep.
All right, so here are...
All right.
The man room is awful.
Oh, my God.
All right, here are your final horses for tomorrow's championship round.
All right, what you got? What you got?
So if you picked one of these horses... Uh-huh. We may pick you at random. You already got $100 for picking the right one. And then you could win $500 in cash and then $500 to bet at the Kentucky Derby, which you could turn into thousands.
Okay.
Depending on the horse you pick on. In the first spot, Kelly's Positivity.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
In the second spot, Blossoming Before Our Eyes.
Yeah.
In the third slot, Alan Kadabra.
I'm a little partial to that one, too.
I know you are.
Abracabuya!
We got a new clip. We got to use it. And in the fourth spot.
Sure made him a number two.
G-Man. G-Man will be in the fourth spot. All right, last time.
Stop.
Last time, Kelly. Last time.
All right, I guess since I don't get to go with Cheeto, I guess I have to go with G-Man.
I'm going to have to go with Blossoming Before Our Eyes.
For sure. Do I vote for Kelly's Positivity or Alan Kadabra?
Right?
I'm going for Alan.
Who are you going for, Jenna?
I guess I have to go for Alan Kadabra.
Blossoming.
That's a good one. Blossoming.
Find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And not only do you, if you win tomorrow, not only do you win $500 cash,
but
you win $500 to bet on the real Kentucky Derby happening Saturday.
And that's coming up. And you went out on your own now.
Right. Because, you know, I'm actually going to make a bet this year.
Sure.
Never done this before. So I thought to help everybody out, especially myself, I would find us a horseologist.
A horseologist.
A horse expert. A horse expert.
There
you go. So I found one.
Yeah. What stables does this person work at?
McKinney Avenue Tavern Stable.
What?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Should be in a minute.
Horse expert from Big Al next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kentucky Derby's coming right up.
Yeah, man.
And Big Al Mac, you mentioned that this is the year.
This is the year I'm going to actually place a bet.
Okay.
I don't know on what horse I will place that bet. That's why I brought in our own horse expert. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Kid Craddock Morning Show has a horse expert.
Yes, we do now.
We do. This is Kelsey. She's actually a bartender at my bar. You got to talk louder than that, Kelsey. And I was noticing the other day, she's an equestrian. And she rides horses. Well, most equestrians do ride horses a lot. And she was telling somebody about some horse from Japan, and she knew all these factoids about the horse. I said, come on the show and tell us, you know, some about the Kentucky Derby. For example, earlier this week, we thought all the horses were guy horses in the Kentucky Derby. But that apparently is not true.
That's right. Mostly they're guy horses. But every once in a while, you get a girl horse in the race.
How long have you been an equestrian? When did you start?
My whole life I've been riding horses.
Yeah. So.
That's an expensive hobby, right?
Yes.
Are you getting, I have an equestrian for you. Are you getting a degree in this? Or?
No, I'm just on the equestrian team at SMU. I'm getting a degree in biology.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, and you work at Al's Bar?
Yeah.
Why?
Hey! That's one of my best bartenders
right
there.
She's smart.
Yes, she's smart.
What is dirtier, the horse stable or Al's Bar?
Oh, stop.
The stable.
Thank you.
Good answer.
There's that.
Thank
good answer, Kelsey.
Big Al's Bar, not as dirty as a stable.
So do you have a favorite in this Kentucky Derby that's coming up? Or can you give us any hint, any hints on who to bet on or whatever?
Well, I would say the number one favorite going into this race would be Nyquist. He doesn't have the number of points that is as high as Gunrunner, but he's undefeated in 7 starts so far this year.
Oh, wow.
And he's like the second right now, right? The second favorite.
Nyquist.
Yeah.
There you go.
We got Kelsey the horse expert because Al wants to place a bet at the Kentucky Derby. So,
yes.
So Kelsey's helping us out to learn about horses.
Any interesting stories about any of the horses? Because that's what I love, the emotional side.
There are a few. So one would be Trojan Nation. He's named after the University of Southern California. Trojans.
Oh, not the condom. Okay.
But however, his owners are actually UCLA graduates.
Interesting.
That's weird.
Oh, wow.
Can you change the name of your horse easily?
Not very easily. If they've won money, usually you can't change it.
Oh, okay. So they have like social security cards and stuff?
Basically.
Get a W-2.
Why would UCLA grads name a horse?
Well, they probably bought the horse.
Yeah, and that was already. Yeah,
I think their grandfather actually went to USC, and so they named it after that.
Oh, okay.
In his honor.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost to buy a thoroughbred horse like that? Yeah.
Well, some of these horses can go into the millions of dollars, but a lot of them are in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's some cheap ones like California Chrome, you've heard, was $15,000.
So yeah, there you go. Now, that's something I could probably get off into, like a $10,000 horse. But even the one last year was bought real cheap, if I remember correctly. I think that was part of the thing on American Pharoah, like he was in like at the dollar store or something. And then he won all that money.
What's Al like as a boss?
Yeah. Kelly doesn't care about the horses, apparently.
No,
I'll sit down
she
there.
She told us who to bet on. So, I mean, what is like working for Al? I think it's awful. It has to be. He can't keep employees.
We've heard it's bad.
It's not that bad. It's just the people that come in there don't know what they're getting into.
Right.
Right.
The girl that does my waxes said she used to work, and she told me mid-wax, which was kind of weird, and she said that she didn't like working there, so she went to another bar down the street.
Well, you know.
How long have you been there?
Like 10 months now, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She's got, like, tenure and everything.
Yeah. She's our most senior employee, just about, other than me.
The second most tenured employee has been there for 4 days.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah. We've been
trying to convince Al to hire somebody else to run the place and just let him be the guy. Because I think that's Al's dream, is just to be the guy and show up and be Big Al in the house.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
She agrees. As your longest employed person.
I told you I hired somebody to do that and they didn't show up on the first day.
It's hard to find him.
Kelsey, the horse expert.
Yes.
What would it take for you to drop out of SMU and just go work full time as Big Al's general manager?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be an eye doctor, so it's going to have to pay about the same as an eye doctor or more.
So 35K, 35K, you're not going to get it?
You want to be an eye doctor.
Wow.
For humans or horses?
Humans.
Humans.
Yeah, is today your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
I thought so.
21, finally.
Yes. Hey, I'm naked drink.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
No.
Don't start.
Not on the working job.
No.
And what's your horse's name?
My horse, I don't have one right now. But my mom has one named DJ.
So you ride other people's horses?
Yes, for SMU, all the horses are donated or leased to the school. So we ride those horses mostly for practice.
Okay. Does Big Al put water in the vodka bottles?
to water them down. Because I swear, I have been served nonstop at that bar and cannot catch a buzz to save my life.
Not that I know of. But I haven't seen it.
So he does it behind your back.
No,
so
you're
not complicit.
I've sold vodka.
Because that would be illegal, wouldn't it, to water down the vodka?
Yes. It's just that you've drank so much over the course of your life, your tolerance is way up here.
Now, we know what the patrons think. Do the employees find it annoying what a karaoke hog Al is?
We had one complaint once that was pretty bad, but most of the time people like to see Al up on stage.
Most of the time. Some people are very serious about karaoke.
What was the complaint?
Why is this guy up here hogging the stage for four or five songs?
They didn't get it was his bar.
They know it was my bar.
He's everywhere. The pictures are everywhere.
What is the one thing on the menu you will not eat?
Oh my God, Kelly.
Horse talk is over.
I usually just...
You don't eat there.
I'm not eating that.
I don't eat that much. I usually eat the pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, she's an equestrian, so she doesn't eat.
You gotta stay light.
Oh, you don't eat horse meat, which is what else.
We don't serve horse meat.
It is horse meat, right? It's horse meat.
That's cheaper. They just kind of mix it in.
I don't mind you not saying good stuff, but don't say bad stuff.
But she said she likes your pulled pork.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like your chicken wings and your cheese fries out.
Thank you very much.
I like my soft taco.
So what do you win when you win an equestrian meet? I mean, not meet, M-E-A-T, but M-E-E-T. Like when y'all go somewhere, you do tricks and stuff with the horses, like jump over stuff.
Stuff like that. And then when we compete, we don't win any prizes. We just do for points for NCAA. But when I compete on my own outside of school, sometimes there's money or ribbons awarded and things like that.
And you can be in the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Like there's horse events. Mm-hmm. Are you going?
No, probably
you don't think
not.
So?
That's for professionals.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've always thought the word equestrian sounds like it has something to do with water for some reason.
Like aquestrian?
Yeah, it just sounds like, it doesn't sound like horses.
Water polo. They do have water polo on horses, right?
Well, I think equus is the Latin term for horse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Water polo's not
Kelly,
on a horse.
Kelly, you're right. Water polo is not on a horse. Water
polo is just a brand that has a horse in it. Or you could play polo with a stick.
If you're at a bar and there's so many people, I mean, everybody's crowded around and you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off because there's so many people.
And not enough
What
employees.
Can you do to get the bartender's attention in a nice way to serve you over everybody else standing around?
Wait patiently. The worst thing you can do is wave your money or credit card in my face because it'll make me want to ignore you more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but what do we do? I always thought cash was better than card. And if I held up a $100 bill, then people...
You're just showing off to everyone else and making me more mad that you're impatient. If you just wait patiently, I'll probably take care of you first.
Yeah, but not the squeaky wheel get the oil? Like the ones that come barging up there?
Maybe the opposite's true in bartending.
Yeah. With you, though, what if I make horsey noises?
That would probably work.
That might
Would you ever race?
Me? No.
No, you want to be a jockey?
It's too dangerous.
Because they have girl jockeys.
They do.
Yeah.
And you're about the size for it. You're a little bitty thing.
You have to weigh 100 pounds?
Yeah. But a lot of them are just short. Like, you'll go to the racetrack and you might see them wandering around and they're shorter than me.
Yeah, they're tiny.
And you're short. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to become the first ever 200-pound jockey.
Well, then you wouldn't be successful.
To be successful.
You would not win.
There's got to be a horse out there that can handle this.
And the horse would look at you and like, hell no.
Meat stick.
Yeah. That would be my horse's name, Meat Stick.
Any other bar questions, Kelly?
Well, that VIP area at
the bar. That was a one-time thing.
That was really lame, wasn't it?
We call it the dirty corner.
How many do you think fit in the VIP area comfortably? I'd say 3.
That's about right. Yeah, I take that as a yes.
Have you ever caught anybody stealing money out of your tip jar?
No, I have not yet. But
you know it's happened.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet it has.
It happened. Trust me.
What's a good night making tips as a bartender at Big Al's bar? If that's a good night, you're like, yes, that was a good night.
$500.
Really?
Whoa!
And how often does that happen?
Oh, every once in a while. It's usually more like 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
To know.
That's good for a college student.
To make some money,
Did you make good money on Kelly's birthday party?
I did.
Yeah. Good.
Well, Nick's still waiting for his beer, you know.
Yeah. I got you, Nick. I got you, dog.
Well, Kelsey, we brought you in as the horse expert, and you ended up being the Big Al Mac bar expert.
Yeah, just to get inside info. Yeah.
That's the way this show works.
We appreciate that.
Thank
you, again,
Kelsey.
You want to make money? What was the horse we need to go with?
Nyquist.
And what's the long shot?
Trojan Nation. He's never won a race.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, it's Kelsey.
And he's had a lot of babies.
Got to be safe. Got to be safe. I'm going with Trojan Nation.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kelsey.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for coming in.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.